coming up.
I'm told by sources that on the body camera footage, you can hear one of the officers say, maybe we should stop and get a warrant, which is what they should have done.
For Vault Studios, I'm Reed Redmond. You're listening to The Daily Crime. On Tuesday, September 21st, Dallas police issued a warrant for the arrest of one of their own officers.
Well, look, Officer Jacob Hughes turned himself into the DeSoto Police Department just a little while ago. Dallas police say they were reviewing body camera and they caught that he had fabricated evidence in a case. His attorney says it's all a big mistake.
Rebecca Lopez joins us from WFAA in Dallas. Rebecca, this stems from an incident in late 2020. So let's start there. What happened back on December 9th, 2020?
So the officers got a call that there was a man shooting from the third floor of a Motel 6 in Southeast Dallas. And so they responded to that. They got there. They said they talked to a witness who pointed to a room where he thought the shots were coming from. So officers go up there. They knock on the door. They confront a man there. And when they confronted him, apparently he like shut the door. He opened it, and then they claimed that he shut it. So the guy's name was Terry Yearling. So then, according to the police report written by the Dallas police officer, Yearling sounded like he was cocking a gun or something or chambering around in a gun. And that's what they claimed they heard once he shut the door. So they yelled verbal commands, open the door, open the door. They claim at that point that he opened the door and willingly let them in and that he resisted a little bit when they were going to put him in handcuffs. But they eventually got him on the floor, got him into handcuffs. Then they claim he told them, yes, I have a gun and the gun's under the mattress. So that's what they say happened that night. The problem is that what the body camera shows, because it was all caught on body camera, is that they actually went and got a key card to allow themselves into the motel room. They left that out of the report. He didn't open the door the second time. They let themselves in, searched the motel room, and got the gun, which was then deemed an illegal search by DPD.
Before we get a little more into the accusations against these officers, how did the case play out for the man who was arrested, Terry Yearling, last winter?
So Terry Yearling was a convicted felon, and he did have possessed the gun that they found, even though it may have been obtained in an improper search. He plea bargained because that's a federal offense when you have a gun and you're a convicted felon in possession of a firearm. So he quickly plea bargained this case with his attorney. What's crazy is that not the attorney, not the prosecutors in this case, no one went back and looked at this body camera footage that clearly would have shown that the search was improper.
So as you laid out, we have two versions of what happened that day. The written arrest report filed by this officer, Jacob Hughes, that's been made available through court documents. And then the second version, what can actually be seen happening on body cameras. I want to ask a little bit more about the officer's version of events. When exactly did Hughes file that arrest report? And how consistent was what he said with what the other officers who were there said?
So there were multiple officers that responded to the scene. And typically what happens is that one officer, usually the first one, or sometimes they'll just make the rookie officers write the reports. So because it takes a while to get down to the jail and put somebody into custody. Sometimes that could take up to 3-4 hours. And so what happened next was once they took Yearling to Lustre at the Dallas County Jail, Officer Hughes is the one who wrote the report. He wrote the report according to his attorney. He says, look, he wrote it from memory. He didn't go back and look at the body camera footage. He just wrote what he thought happened.
He winds up having to write the police report. He doesn't get a chance to look at any body cam. He's down in the jail writing the report from memory. And he didn't put in the fact that someone went and got a card to open this guy's hotel room after the door shut.
But clearly they left out the fact that there had been a key card used, and he would have been there, according to my sources. They said it's clear that they knew that they had let themselves in with a key card. Also, I'm told by sources that on the body camera footage, you can hear one of the officers say, maybe we should stop and get a warrant, which is what they should have done.
How or at what point did you learn that this arrest report here might not be telling the full story?
So I got a tip a couple months ago that there were some officers in trouble for an illegal search. We just didn't have the name of the suspect, and we just couldn't figure out like what was going on in this case, and no one in the DA's office seemed to be able to tell us what was happening. And so my colleague, Tanya Iser, who also works at a lot of the Dallas police stories with me over the years, she got a second tip. And we were able to, at that point, figure out who Terry Yearling was. And we went and started digging through court records. And when we found the affidavit, we also saw that there were court documents about a Brady violation, that clearly that the case was being looked at now by prosecutors. And so that's how we knew, or we looked at by prosecutors. And that's how we knew that we had the right case. And then when we pulled the report, I read it. I went to my sources who had some that had seen the footage. And I said, how does this jive with what you guys saw on the body camera? And they said, well, it doesn't, because they say that he let them back in, told him where the gun was. That is not what they say happened. And it's very clear on the body camera footage. We tried to get that footage so we could see for ourselves. They are not releasing it at this point. This case is now before the Court of Criminal Appeals here in Texas. So releasing the body camera footage at this point is almost impossible for all involved. But I've been told by multiple people that have seen this, including his own attorney, the officer's attorney and Yearling's attorney, that they didn't get a warrant and that they did get a key card, and none of that was in the police report.
You reported that Dallas police discovered this discrepancy between the report and the footage, doing a routine review of body camera footage. Do we know why that took so long, or if it's typical for them not to review body camera footage of an arrest until, in this case, well after a conviction?
Well, there's so many body cameras, and so they have a team that they just periodically check these cases. Now, I think that they actually found this in February or a couple months afterwards as they were reviewing the footage. I mean, it can take a while because there is so much footage, but Dallas police, they were just sort of doing a check of some of these body cameras, and they do an audit and they keep them for a while. So they were doing an audit and looking at their body cameras, and that's when they discovered it.
So now Jacob Hughes has turned himself over for arrest. Five other officers are on leave. Where do things go from here for Hughes and these other officers?
Well, at this point, it's going to a grand jury. At least the other five officers, their cases will go before a grand jury, and it will be up to the grand jury to determine if there was any kind of criminal action on the part of the other officers who the department feels was somewhat complicit in this. Hughes has obviously been arrested on a class 3 felony of fabricating physical evidence. And so he will have his day in court. He's got a very high-profile attorney, Toby Shook. Toby Shook is one of the attorneys that that defended Amber Geiger, the officer who, former officer now, who was convicted of murdering Botham Jean in Dallas. So he's a pretty high-powered attorney here. He says that his version of event. Well, he says that Jacob Hughes says that his version of events is, look, I just forgot to put that in. It was a mistake. You can't prove criminal intent, that no one lied on the report intending to affect the outcome of this case. But DPD clearly thinks that that's wrong. I mean, Mr. Yearling has spent some time in jail. I mean, he went to prison. I talked to his attorney, and his attorney didn't really want to make any comments. But what I gather is that Mr. Yearling still has a pretty uphill battle, even though the search may have been illegal or improper. they have to go before a very conservative court of criminal appeals, and he did plead guilty to having the gun. And so it's still an uphill battle for him to actually be released and set free on this case.
I know we've also heard from Dallas Police Chief Eddie Garcia. What has his response been to this alleged fabrication of evidence?
So Chief Garcia has taken a pretty hard line when it comes to disciplining officers who he thinks have violated policy or the law. And he says, look, every police department, every police chief has to deal with this. We hire people from the human race and they make mistakes and sometimes they tarnish the badge.
We're a large police department that hires from the human race. We will have individuals that make mistakes.
And he says he is setting a standard to build community trust and also to build trust within his own department to let officers know where the line is. And currently, there are 18 officers that are facing grand jury cases at this point, some involved in a Ponzi scheme and one that fired his weapon improperly at an unarmed man, according to Chief Garcia. And so there are several cases of officers, and now including these six officers whose cases could be going to trial. So he says, look, it's not something we like. I want to defend the men and women that do good work here in this department, and I will stand by them every day of the week. But there are officers that cross the line, and when that happens, I'm going to deal with it.
I would imagine that folks in Dallas seeing this story would want to know, how often does this happen? Could there be other instances where the official account of an arrest doesn't line up with what really happened, with what the body camera footage shows?
Yeah, you know, I've covered the Dallas Police Department for almost more than two decades now. And I've seen it all. It's not the first time it's happened. It probably won't be the last. But what is different in this day and age is that there is a mandatory review of most of the body cameras. So if you have a body-worn camera, they hope that prevents officers from doing things like this. Obviously, there'll be some more training after this. That's one of the things that Garcia talks about. He says, look, when we have stuff like this happens, we need to address it. And we hope that it makes the department better by addressing these issues and that we continue to build confidence, because that's what we want to do. We want to get better. But look, they're about to hire a whole bunch of new officers coming up, because the Dallas Police Department is probably 1,000 officers short. They don't have enough officers to do a lot of the things that they want to do to fight violent crime here in Dallas. And so they have a lot of new people, a lot of new recruits, and it's going to be in the training, more intense training when it comes to stuff like this, and to let them know, you know, we're watching you. We've got body cameras. So don't try to skirt the law or the general orders at the police department.
Rebecca Lopez with WFAA. Thank you for bringing us this story.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on.
And thank you for listening to this episode of The Daily Crime. As a reminder, we're here 5 days a week, Monday through Friday. So if you haven't already, make sure you're subscribed to or following the show wherever you're listening right now. If you're looking for more podcasts from there, you can head over to vaultstudios.com for a full list of our shows, or search for Vault Studios in your podcast app. That'll do it for this one. Until next time, for Vault Studios, I'm Reed Redmond.